follow. I will follow it wherever it leads me. I will follow it. Most of you don't know those kind of songs anymore. Because now we are telling God, follow me, follow me, follow me. You're telling God, follow you. After you do your own thing, you tell God, follow me. No, you got to follow. I have decided to follow. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. No turning back. You see, that follow is not just born again. Follow Jesus in everything you do. Follow him. Commit it to the Lord. The Bible says, commit your ways unto the Lord and he will bring it to pass. Acknowledge the Lord in all your ways. Proverbs 3 verse 5. And he will direct your path. Many are the devices of a man's heart, but it is the counsel of the Lord that shall come to pass. Follow the ark. You've not passed this way before. This is going to be a year that God will blow your mind. But you got to just watch closely and follow the Lord. Let your ear be to heaven. Be tuned to what heaven is saying in this new year like never before. Children of Israel grumbled. They said, we want to go back to Egypt. My prayer for you is that you won't go back to Egypt. No matter what the devil is doing, no matter what the problem is, no matter what fist is shaking against you, boasting that you will not make it. I don't care how many people are gathered together against you in that job, in that office, in that business. Then they say you cannot get the contract. I don't care what they're saying. Just hold on to Jesus. Follow him. Follow whatever he says. Jesus never loses any battle. And he will never lose in your time. It is discouragement that makes us say we want to go back to the place we used to be. It is when we see bigger challenges in front and we think we cannot. But yes, you cannot. It's true. But God can. Is somebody hearing me? The God that you serve, he can. So forget about I cannot. I cannot is not the issue. The real deal is God can. And if God can, then I can. And Paul wrote to the church in Philippi. He said, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. Don't grumble when you come before challenges. Oh, don't look at your pocket and say, because I don't have any money. The God you serve is very rich. Moses cried unto God. He said, look at the people you told me to bring out. You're complaining not only against you, but it's gotten to me now. And Moses turned to God. Moses turned to God. Decided to follow Jesus. People were complaining, looking at the problem. Moses turned to God. And God, like a mighty warrior. I said, my God is a mighty warrior. He's the King of kings, is the Lord of lords, is the Alpha and the Omega, is the beginning and the end, is the rock of ages, is true and faithful, is the first and the last. He can never disappoint you. My God is the messenger with the beautiful feet. He has never lost any battle. His name is the Lion of the tribe of Judah, is the rock of ages, the ancient of days, is the lily of the valley, is the balm in Gilead, is the soon coming king. His name is the husband to the widow, is the father to the fatherless. Hey, his name is the strong tower, is your shield and is your buckler. Oh, is your armor, is your defense, is your bulwark. This God that we serve is so mighty and is so powerful. He will never lose any battle in your time like the mighty warrior that God is. You know what he told Moses? Go tell the people, go forward. Go forward. Go forward. He said, tell them, go forward. I'm not afraid of the Red Sea. I'm not afraid of Pharaoh's army. Tell the people, go forward. I created the Red Sea. I can uncreate it. Is somebody hearing me today? Go forward. Don't look at the obstacle. As long as you're going with God, there's nothing like a wall of Jericho. There's nothing like River Jordan. There's nothing like a Red Sea. There's nothing like I cannot break through. There's nothing that like there's no promotion in my life. There's nothing like I can't break through in the contract. There's nothing like this sickness is too much for me. But God said, go forward. Go forward anyhow. It doesn't matter the obstacles you face. God can break the wall and recreate it. Oh, no matter the giants that you face, God can cause you to cut off the head of that giant that is standing before you. You see, God can hold back the water and he can make it flow again. Oh, God is a mighty warrior. Come on, let's appreciate the Lord Jesus. The reason why some of us say we want to go back is because we don't know. We don't know the abilities of Almighty God yet. God knows everyone's capabilities. So Jesus said, he knew their thoughts. So he will not commit himself to any man. He's God. He cannot be moved by any negative talk. He cannot be moved by murmuring. You can say whatever you like about God. God is still God. He's almighty. He cannot abdicate his throne. He cannot resign. He's the only God who cannot be impeached. He's the only God who nobody can vote for. He voted for himself. And he's God by all himself. And he's able to do exceeding abundant above. All we ask or think according to his power that walketh through us. He said, go forward. And when they went forward, Moses stretched forth the rod representing the power, the anointing, the authority of God. In those days, before the Ark of the Presence came, it was the rod of Moses that represented the presence and the authority of God. He said, what do you have in your hand? Stretch it forward. There is power in your mouth. There is power living inside you. As long as the Holy Ghost is inside you, I said, there is power inside you. Oh God, I said, there is power inside. What do you have in your hands? What do you have in your mouth? Stretch forth your rod. And he said, I will divide it. You just stretch it forth. Oh God, in our day, in our time, is you just pick, make the confession. You just pray, say a word. Come on. Say something about what God has said. If God has said it, then it will show up. If God has not said it, it will not show up. Oh, if God has said it, his angels will show up. If God has said it, his Holy Spirit will move. And God said, what do you have? Moses stretched it. Water started moving. He just stretched it. Stretch your hands. Red Seas are parting for you. Stretch it very well. Stretch it. Stretch it very well. You are stretching it through December 31st, 2011. You are stretching it beyond. Come on, I see somebody stand up and stretch it. Stretch your hand, stretch. He said, stretch it, just stretch. And God has taken control from January 1, to February, to March, to April, to May, to June, to July, to August, to September, to October, to November, to December. I see you break through. I see you break through. I see you breaking through. I see you breaking through. I see you going forward. I see progress that you've never seen before coming into your life. I see you going into nations that you've never gone before. I see people coming into your life that never come before. I see divine connections, even in the train, in the tube, in the aircraft. I see people seeking your favor because you have stretched forth the rod of his authority and you speak life into your new year. Wherever you go, no wall will bounce you back. In the year 2011, I said, no giant will be able to scare you. In the name of Jesus. I said, God will make you overcome. And you are coming out victorious and triumphant. This same time in the year 2012, the year of the Olympic, I see you running faster. Oh, I see you going forward. I see you going forward. Going forward. Going forward, you may be seated. In River Jordan, it was the ark of his presence. He said, the ark must go into the water first and foremost, and the priest must go. If you don't have a pastor, I'm sorry for you. The priest and the ark must go first. Never you go in front of the priest. This is not a year you use your calculation and intelligence. Why did pastor say that? This is not the year. Why did pastor ask us to do such an impossible task? This is not the year for that. Once the priest says something and you know it is scriptural, run with it. Because something is going to pass for you. Because you've never passed this way before, you must allow the ark of his presence and the priest go in front. And as the priest went in front, the Bible said River Jordan. River Jordan in those days was like River Thames. Imagine River Thames. You go to the embankment and the priest go before. And the river, just like the Tower Bridge, opens and the priest goes to the middle and said, okay, everyone now can pass through. Any breakthrough that is not from God, any breakthrough you didn't get from the church, is not a breakthrough. He said, pass through now. Breakthrough. The door is open. Into 2011, the gate has been opened. Everything that blocked your way has been opened. Okay, everyone enter. Enter into your open door. Enter into your break. Come on, begin to go through. Begin to go through. The priests were standing inside the water. The waters were held back. The giants were held back. The witches were held back. The demons were held back. The principalities could not move. They all froze. Oh, in this new year, I see every assignment against you freeze. The angels push them back. It says, stay on your side. And until everyone, including the children, walk through. This breakthrough is a family breakthrough. This breakthrough is a corporate breakthrough. This breakthrough is a body of Christ breaking through. I said, this breakthrough is the breakthrough that will bless this nation. International breakthroughs will come your way this year. Like I prophesied on the first, I said, this year, many of you, God is going to be sending you to China to do big business, to preach the gospel. Bible in one hand, business in the other. Many are going to be crisscrossing the nations. Japan is open to you. I said, China is open to you. South America is open to you. Mexico is open to you. I said, Africa is open to you. Come on, receive it. I said the Islamic nations are open to you. They're calling you to come. You just pass through. Pass through. Hey, it means there's no more boundary for a Christian. River Jordan was the boundary, so no other nation could pass over, you see, to conquer Jericho. But that day, God went to the home office and shut it down. Is somebody here? And shut it down so everybody was passing through the barrier. Come on, take your paper. Move it, come on. He said, move in. These are my people. They don't need to be restricted. The Red Sea was their restriction. And the Red Sea was so wide, it was 5 miles wide. And that was the barrier between the people on the other side and between the Egyptians. And nobody could conquer the Egyptians. Because the Red Sea was like the barrier that nobody could cross. That day, God opened and said, children of God, come on, have your visa. Come on, move through everyone. Go to the other side. Come on. This nation said you should not come in, but that's where I've given to you. Go in and possess the land. Go in and possess the nation. That's the kind of God, because the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. God does not need to apologize to bring you to a nation where he wants you to manifest. Is somebody hearing me? He created the boundaries. He called the people by name. He formed the boundaries and the rivers. And he can decide to open and to close them. Oh, this is a month of open doors. I see doors open to you. I see doors open for you in the north, in the south, in the four cardinal points. I see you entering these doors. I see opportunity meet with preparation. And I see doors mighty opening for you. Receive the prophecy. I remember in those days I was believing God for my papers to come over here. I first came on visit and I went back to spy the land. And after I spied it, I put in my papers over there. And they were trying to mess me up. And so I decided that we're going to settle it. Settle it with God. Every night, I will go to the church. It was open plan, no walls, big church. I'll be praying and speaking in tongues. Second night, I will go pray. Third night, I will go pray. Because you don't need to do anything shady to get your papers. You just talk to God. I see some people saying, should I marry A, divorce D, and go to F? That's not the way God told you to do it. After I marry, I will divorce her. You are not a child of God. Or you are playing double game. You have four passports. When you're a child of God, you don't even need a passport. It will come to you. So I prayed. Every night I would pray. You know what the Holy Spirit told me? He said, until you see the map of England in the sky, don't stop. And when you see it, you are broken through. So I was praying, praying. I'd done 2 weeks every night. And then the second week, 14 days, lo and behold, early in the morning as day was breaking, I saw the map of England in the sky. You see, I'm not telling you what, this is what I experienced. I think I've given this testimony before in the church. I saw the map of England and I fell down because I didn't even expect I would see it. Because God formed the nation. So I saw the map. I got an A in geography so I could identify continents. I said, this is the map. I just fell down. Goosebumps upon me. I began to thank God. I knew from that moment that nothing could stop it. 2 weeks again after that, the visa came. Missionary visa. I didn't take visit to come and do missionary. Missionary. Because God sent me here. I saw the map. And England, hey, here we come. I said, we are just starting as a church. Well, I was fellowshipping with Chivel and calling in the plane. And Chivel gave me a prophecy. He said, this is your year of explosion. And we receive it. And we know it. And we thank God for it. So you are here to bring in the explosion too. So I know that I don't care what I see. The beginning may be rough. But I know that God has given me England. Is somebody hearing me? Is somebody hearing me today? That's why you got to follow the man of God. Because we are going somewhere together. I said you're going to conquer this nation. You're going to conquer not only this nation, this continent of Europe. You're going to conquer many continents. But follow the ark. Follow the ark. Oh, after the children of Israel, even their camels, no visa. Everyone went through. Goat and sheep and everybody. There was no time because God had moved and his power has showed. But Pharaoh was still pursuing. If I tell you there will be no attack against your life this year, I'm a false prophet. The Bible says many are the afflictions and when things begin to get tough, he said, look up for your redemption is now. Don't be afraid. Just look up. Just look up. Pharaoh pursued. But you know what? It was difficult for Pharaoh. As God started breaking the wheels. As they were moving, God started making it tough for those who attack you. Because you see, these evil spirits and agents of the devil, they don't give up. They believe Christianity is too simple for you to be so powerful. You see, that's they said, it's too simple. You mean this man just prayed for 1 hour and I can't slap him? They want to slap him, their hands freeze. They don't believe it. You look like an ordinary man when you come with three-piece suit, but they don't know that greater is he that is inside you than he that is inside. They don't know you are loaded. You are carrying the most dangerous dynamite, the Holy Ghost. Hey, this year is going to be Holy Ghost fire. Holy Ghost fire. Holy Ghost fire. Wherever you go, fire will be burning in your mouth, will be burning over your head, burning in your feet. Wherever you go, look cute, brush your mouth, wear the best thing, but hey, nobody can.